present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, markets this week, you wouldn't know it, but they don't think anything's wrong. The Dow was up 2.56, S&P up 3.5% for the week, and the NASDAQ, wow, on fire, up 6% for the week. And like I said earlier, the April jobs report came out, and it was terrible. It was awful. We had talked about this last week. The number actually came out at 20.5 million jobs lost in just the month of April alone. It was the worst jobs report in 1 month that you will probably ever see in your entire lifetime. These numbers are things that we have seen in the Great Depression, World War II, you name it, some pretty bad data. And so I got this question throughout the week. With such bad information that was continuing to come out, why is the market doing so well? And where's it going to go? Fantastic questions. And so this morning, let me try and answer those questions for you. First, with the virus, is it peaking or not? That's a big question. Certainly on the way up, we've lost a lot of lives. On the way down, we're going to lose more. And the question is, will it continue to get worse? But as we all know, we can't keep the economy closed. So this week we started hearing about economies starting to reopen. And that wasn't just here in the United States. We actually have that happening globally. The market liked that. You combine that with the Fed reiterating its unwavering support for the markets. And what it's done is it's increased the underlying multiple that stocks are valued. So let me walk you through the current situation, what happens if things get better, and what happens if things get worse? Here we go. So the current situation, obviously the market liked the fact that there's been talk about the coronavirus growth rate peaking in early to mid-April, and that the states decided that they were going to start to reopen. So the expectations are rising that the economy is going to get back to normal by the end of the summer, August, September. It's important to understand that. Also, globally, economic data is showing that the full damage from the coronavirus is substantial. And not even the manufacturing sector has been able to hold up. So what that translates to currently is that the expected earnings for the S&P 500 for 2021, we're looking out to 2021 now, you can essentially throw away 2020, but for 2021, the multiple is right around 165. Well, if you use a multiple of 17 to 18 times, which is what's being priced into the market right now, you see the S&P trading between 2800 and 2970. Yesterday, Friday, we got to around 2950. So on the upside, 2970 is that resistance point. And on the downside, you're looking right around 2800. So you see the market kind of settling right in there. And that's what's going on right now. What if things get better? What does that mean exactly? And what does that mean to the market? And what does that mean to how you should be looking at your portfolio right now? I'm not talking about those large tech stocks that have done really well. You know, I know some people are really proud of that. Okay, I picked one or two stocks and I did great. Well, that's not going to go on forever, is it? And maybe if it is, how much more is there and how much more downside is there if things get worse? Those are the questions you should be asking yourself. So if things get better, this means that the economy is virtually back to normal by July, August. Now, I just don't see that happening. I don't see how that could actually happen because the virus is not going away. There is not a vaccine. There is no way to get rid of this virus right now, so we're all going to have to live with this. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure you don't feel comfortable about everybody coming back to work in a group of 10 or more and using the restroom and using the kitchen and everyone touching everything. I don't know about you, but that's a different reality right now. And until we have a vaccine, until we have a cure, if you will, and people feel safe, I just don't see the economy getting back to normal by July or August. So if it does, that means things got better. And then you can use expected earnings on the S&P 500 for 2021 of 175. Using a multiple at that point, which would be more optimistic, of 18 to 19 times, you're looking at the S&P between 3150 and 3325. Yes, that could happen. So that's the upside. But what's the probability? I don't know. I'm just giving you the facts. What about the downside? This is where things get worse. And this is what I'm somewhat concerned about. The reopening of the U.S. and the global economy, which is happening right now, only lasts months. The virus comes back again, comes back worse. And then we don't really see the markets getting back to normal by summer, even maybe early fall. And if that were to happen, then you're going to see S&P earnings for 2021 right around 155. And what that's going to mean is a multiple of 16 to 17 times, or get this, 2480 on the downside. So it's very possible. I'm going to say, you know, it's not for sure. None of this is for sure. It's just possible that we could see that sort of downside again on the S&P 500. And what does that mean to your stock accounts? Well, it means they're going to be a lot lower than they are today. So somehow in the middle of that, you've got to play that, right? You've got to anticipate that if you are investing in the market and you need that money in the near future. Okay, so what do I think overall of the market right now? I'm on a hold pattern. I've taken some profits out of some things. I've lightened up on some things I'm a little worried about going forward. And I still prefer right now the tactical allocations to defensive type sectors like what? Like utilities, like healthcare, like staples, large cap tech, as I've mentioned, has done very well. I mean, do you want to be buying more of that right now? I don't think I would. But anyway, that's what I'm seeing. So the bottom line right now, there's been a lot of progress in this market, no doubt about it, since March. And that includes a Fed that has promised to support the markets in any way and in any amount. And that's an extremely important factor that will, I think, limit the downside in the S&P 500 to around 2,600. But if we get another serious wave of infections, just like I said, or let's just say that those who are unemployed don't get back to work in a meaningful fashion, and this is a very important sector of our economy, these folks who do these jobs that we all have just come to take for granted. If those folks don't get back to work, then, again, you could see the lower numbers on the S&P 500. So the big question right now overall is the key to answer when the economy is going to return to normal is really the big question out there right now. And in light of the fact that we're going to have to live with this virus, like I said, for a while, it's uncertain. And that's what you've got to just keep attention to. So next week, what are we going to see? Next week, the earnings continue. I'm particularly interested in a few companies just to get an idea of what the CEOs see is happening in their businesses and how that will translate to the economy reopening, like I said, in the summer. Marriott's going to report on Monday, and Marriott, as you know, has a lot of hotels. They're going to give us some indication of what they're seeing. We'll see what happens. I'm not too optimistic about it. Under Armour, again, these larger clothes retail shops, they're surviving through this. But as you heard, there's some like J. Crew that are going bankrupt. I mean, these are all brand new information from some companies that, you know, a couple months ago looked like they were doing great. It's changing now. There's bankruptcies happening. So we'll hear what Under Armour's doing. And then you got the furniture maker, Ethan Allen, they're reporting. So again, I'm going to be interested in all those sort of things to see how that's reflecting across the entire country. Tuesday, we've got Duke Energy. Energy's been a very interesting segment. Expect, again, some bankruptcies in the energy sector. So we'll be getting a read from those companies about what they're seeing. And then we have the consumer price index on Tuesday, which is important, as well as the producer price index on Wednesday. And then Cisco reports Wednesday as well. And that'll be important as well. Local Bay Area company. And then Friday. Friday's really the big day, I think, economically for me. We're going to see the Empire State Manufacturing and the industrial production numbers. Those are important because we get a sense for how we're still producing things in the U.S. And we'll also get a sense to what they see in terms of orders coming in. We'll get a look at business inventories. Are those low right now? Are those overdone? Who knows? And then also Friday, we're going to see the consumer sentiment. So a lot of good information coming out next week in terms of a view of what's coming. And this is important as we start to reopen the country once again. So
a Kojo Media Experience.